The Mother Earth Report with Belinda Maklitsky.
Sorry about that. Indeed, it is Belinda Maklitsky with our Mother Earth Report. Belinda, welcome to the show.
Hi, great to talk to you, Bunty.
Yeah, nice to have you on. You're talking to us today about Extinction Rebellion. These were the guys that were blocking streets and making a general ruckus in London a couple months ago.
And I feel this is actually an absolutely fascinating phenomenon. Extinction Rebellion doesn't only represent a rebellion against climate change, but it's a whole new phase of youth politics. And yes, yesterday they blocked London again. They took over Bristol Bridge. They blocked it. And they brought in a huge pink boat that was named after a late climate activist in Honduras. And today, the East Enders shut down London. They shut down the London Concrete Works, in fact. And this was in protest against the health effects on citizens by air pollution from this concrete factory. And they've shown scans demonstrating that children's lungs are inflamed because of the concrete. So this is a background to some of the protests that they are actually implementing at the moment. But far more fascinating is their background. This was founded last year by Gail Bradbrook and Roger Hellam, who are far older. But I kind of wonder if there's almost a sinister undercurrent in some ways, because they have studied the science of social protest and they developed what they called the algorithms of rebellion. And what we have here now are a group, many people who are millennials, Gen Y, Gen Z, and now even the Gen Alpha, who are coming together under this umbrella and calling for citizens' assemblies on all manners of issues, and including demanding climate and ideological and ecological emergency to halt biodiversity loss. They want zero net gas emissions by 2025. And the South African branch is of great interest to me too, because Extinction Rebellion in Cape Town on their webpage has a very strong emphasis on the post-colonial flavor of Extinction Rebellion. And there are a lot of mea culpas from the British side of, the greed of the colonial period. So there are subtle nuances over here. And their logo itself is particularly interesting. It is a circled hourglass showing that time's running out for many species, of course, including us, since they believe this is the sixth extinction.
Yeah, and in Sweden, I see that the kids are, I don't know if it's connected directly, but the kids were refusing to go to school and were rather going out and doing protests instead. So that you're right, there definitely does seem to be quite a lot of engagement and as you say, local nuance, which is very interesting.
Certainly, and Greta Thunberg is an astounding leader, that the young girl in Sweden who is at the forefront of the strikes. And in fact, here in South Africa, we will be joining the strike in September. So that's September the 20th to the 27th, there's a global climate strike. And there's also a meetup in Noordhoek on Saturday, July the 20th. So there, people are organizing over here. And this is a very valid cause. We are living in desperate times. And even going closer to home, I wanted to just bring up something that I found very sad. We have an absolute jewel, what I think should be one of the wonders of the world, in Africa, and that's Lake Malawi. Lake Malawi, as of yesterday, there were empty boats coming in because of the overfishing and climate change. There are so few fish in Lake Malawi that people are beginning to starve and have had their livelihoods removed from them. So Senga Beach was the scene of empty nets and people standing around in shock and paying great amounts of money to trying to actually get their hands on any fish. And I must stress that this lake borders Tanzania and Mozambique. It stretches more than 29,000 square kilometers and has always had over 1,000 species of fish. And now, with climate change, there are cyclones. The boats can't go out because when there is rain, it's torrential. If all the patterns have changed, so we cannot actually underplay the importance of climate rebellion. Although I find the motto here, Rebel for Life, I'm not sure if it's Rebel for Life or it's Rebel for Life. So I couldn't find anybody actually stating it aloud, but that is their motto. And those, so I guess if you are rebelling for life and you are in the struggle, you are a rebel for the duration. If it is really true that we only have 12 years to turn this thing around, then one cannot blame the young for actually being at the forefront. They want a future. We would all like to have a future.
Yeah, so that's going to require drastic action. Quite interesting also that they're linking, you know, a lot of climate activists, they talk about the climate, but they don't necessarily talk about the biodiversity loss, which has become a big issue in the last few years. Yeah, it's interesting, interesting group, interesting methods. They're being, you know, disruptive, not violent, but sort of passive resistant type thing. So it's interesting. I'd be interested to hear from the listeners. What do you think of groups like Extinction Rebellion? Do you think that they're effective? Have they made you stand up and take notice? Do you change your behavior because of stuff that they do? I'd love to hear from you. 061-895-1019 or 34519. That's on the SMS. I'd love to know if this is something that you care about and worry about. We'd be very happy to hear. Belinda, thank you so much. We'll chat to you again next week.
Marvelous. Looking forward to that.